Here we go.
Dr. Evil, we have a problem.
This is gonna be cool.
I mean, after all, you're nerds.
They look like a couple of dorks.
Perfect. We couldn't have planned this better.
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
What's happening, hot stuff?
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
What? English, do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And welcome, everyone, to the Sports Report. I'm Packer Dave, transplanted Wisconsinite here in Niagara Falls, along with John Poulter in Toronto and Steve Leventhal in Chicago. We're everywhere. And guys, welcome to the show. Steve, you got your new studio going. It looks nice there so far. I see your turntable up there. The 8-track is installed. You've got it all going.
We spared no expense. You're looking at, you know, drywall, no drywall, just 2x4s, a lot of plugs and flying everywhere. Typical SRN, you know, cheap bastards that they are.
Okay. Well, there you go. Nice way to describe your company, Steve. All right. And it's not my company or John's company. That's Steve's company, everybody. And John Poulter in Toronto. John, welcome to the show. You are the home of the world champion Toronto Raptors there in a playoff series with Brooklyn right now. But you're going to be talking on NHL Major League Baseball. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you very much, Dave. Always fun to chat with you and Steve.
All righty.
You know, I missed you guys. We haven't done this in a long time.
Yeah, well, we do it pretty frequently. And then when Steve gets a chance and he's moved into his new place here, we have a couple of months hiatus. And, of course, all the other things that have been going on in the world. You know, maybe we can do it more often, Steve, and you can feel good about seeing John and I on a more consistent basis. What do you think, John?
Oh, I think we could probably swing that, Dave. if Steve behaves himself, I think we could do that.
There we go. All right, let's get into Major League Baseball and the NHL. And John, I'm going to throw this to you right now. You know, and let's start with baseball. A lot of problems with the Marlins and the Cardinals early, but it looks like they're working their way through and we're getting to a nearly normal baseball abbreviated season.
Well, if you'd have asked me that on Friday, I would have said probably. Cardinals started playing again on the weekend, but the day that the Cardinals started playing again, which was Saturday, all of a sudden the Cincinnati Reds had a player that tested positive for coronavirus, and the Reds haven't played in 3 days, and I understand that Tuesday's game is also postponed, so looking at Wednesday at the earliest for them to start. This thing doesn't pick its prisoners, it just goes after everybody, and Cleveland has had some issues with a couple of players breaking team rules, and they've been suspended. It will be very interesting to see if Major League Baseball comes down on them in addition to whatever penalties the Cleveland Indians put them under. It's a mess. You know, you and I have talked about this a couple of times. There was a much better way to do this. I think Major League Baseball was extremely short-sighted about the way they set this up. They didn't have to do exactly what basketball and hockey did, but there was a compromise there. What's killing this, in my mind, is just expectations, the traveling, the number of people they come into contact with when they're at an airport, on an airplane, on a bus, in a hotel. It's bound to happen, and it doesn't matter how careful you are. You can pick up this thing. I was listening to an interview the other day with Mike Matheny, manager of the Kansas City Royals, and he listed all the things that he had done personally to make sure that he didn't catch the virus, and he got it. So it can happen to anybody.
Yeah, but John, it didn't help that, you know, early on all the Atlanta Braves players, or I'm sorry, the Marlins players went to Atlanta and then went to a bar, and that's when it first went off the rails.
Well, exactly. And, you know, obviously a similar situation probably happened to the Cardinals when they were in Milwaukee and has happened to the Cleveland Indians, I believe, when they were in Chicago to play the White Sox. I think this all started when Plesac left the team to go and visit a family member in Greater Chicago and somehow or other picked up this virus, brought it back into the clubhouse, and now the Indians have a problem. So, as I said before, this thing doesn't pick its prisoners. It just takes everybody. It just throws a blanket out there and grabs.
You have to be very disciplined in your approach, everybody, because one person can screw it up for the entire team, you know. You have to do the right thing, like spacing out the tables and chairs on your deck the other day when you had me over, John. I sure do appreciate that, by the way. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it's the only way to do it, Dave. And, you know, fortunately, we've got enough space to do it. So if we hadn't had the space to do it, we would have told you to stay home.
It's amazing the things, Dave, that you will do to compromise in order to continue drinking, right?
Or to mooch, you know.
That's right.
A good mooch. Well, I was single back in the days that Steve and I worked together on a daily basis. And so I needed a good meal here and there and most times. Almost always.
Oh, it's a great excuse to say, "Hey, I'm sorry you can't come over. We can't do the social distancing thing."
Right, exactly.
That must be killing you.
And now you want me around more. How's that? Okay, their turnabout is fair play. I'm Packer Dave in Niagara Falls, John Poulter in Toronto, Steve Leventhal in Chicago. It's a sports report. So, John, baseball, as you're looking at it now, what teams are you liking? What has struck you in this short season so far?
Well, the Yankees are the powerhouse we expected them to be. All of a sudden, 16-6, won six in a row, have a good 2.5-game lead over a very good Tampa Bay team in the American League East. I don't think the Yankees being a front runner is any surprise. In the National League, the Dodgers have started out extremely well. They're 17-7. They've also won six in a row. That's not a surprise. The Diamondbacks started out very slowly, mainly because they had a very tough schedule. They had almost all of their games against over 500 teams, but all of a sudden they've started to play well. They've won five in a row. They've got themselves back now to 12-11, so they are over 500 as we record this show. I guess the biggest disappointment to me, and probably the biggest surprise, is the Washington Nationals, the world champion Washington Nationals at 8-12. Didn't see them as being that bad. The Reds, we talked about briefly because of the virus issue. I had the Reds pegged as a better ball club than what I have seen so far. I thought they were right up there in that National League Central with the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Cardinals, but they've got out of the gate extremely slowly at 9-11.
John.
Cubs are playing well, 14-7, but again, they've had the benefit of a weaker schedule. So I think they've only played three games against teams with a better than a 500 record. So the schedule may catch up with the Cubs. Steve, have you seen Cubs games or you're still watching White Sox games?
I'm trying to watch a little bit of both. I mean, now that the sports actually has come back on, now you've got a lot of choices. But I was going to ask you, what about the Red Sox as a disappointment? I mean, they're such a perennially good team that they're, you know, bringing up the rear.
Well, yeah, you're asking a guy who lives in an American League East city how he feels about the Boston Red Sox being ten games below 500 and losers of, I believe, eight in a row. I think with the Red Sox, it's probably a situation where we had an ownership and a management team that were intent on winning, and they weren't fussy about how they got there. They traded a lot of younger players to get one or two veterans to fill holes on the roster that gave them two or three World Series titles. But as with any piece of success, there's always a price to be paid. That price to be paid was trading away a big piece of the farm system, also trading David Price to the Dodgers and for some salary relief, and also trading Mookie Betts for some salary relief, knowing they weren't going to be able to sign him at the end of the 2020 season when he was a UFA, and getting prospects back. So combination of things, new management in Boston. I just think that it's probably a situation now where the Piper is being paid for the success that they've had. But, you know, as a guy that watches American League East baseball, believe me, there's no tears being shed for it in my house.
Okay. And John's question to you before, Steve, the Chicago teams.
Yeah, no, I'm a little disappointed in the White Sox. I thought they were slowly improving themselves, you know, through the draft. But they're, you know, I mean, I shouldn't totally say that because they're only three games back as we record this. But the Cubs have just come storming out of the gate. And it's power, right? A lot of long ball?
Okay. It is. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the Cubs, I believe, have only played three teams with a better than 500 record. So this schedule evens out over the course of the season because it's Central versus Central, and there's some weak teams in the two Central divisions. You know, Kansas Detroit and Pittsburgh are not exactly the 1927 Yankees. So you fill up your early season schedule, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful to the Cubs, because you still got to go out there and win the games. You don't just throw your glove on the field and win. But I think you'll find that if you look at the Cubs' schedule, that's been very favorable to them. At the end of the day, that is going to even up. I think they'll come back to the pack. If the Cardinals can stay healthy, I think the Cardinals are still going to give them a good run. And we haven't heard from the Brewers yet. To me, the Brewers are a much better ball club than a 500 ball club at 10-10. So as we've seen over the years recently, that central division of the National League is going to be a four-team race. I think that'll come down to the last couple of weeks.
All right, John, let's move on to the National Hockey League. We're in the playoffs now for hockey. And the Blackhawks, Steve, you wanted to touch on those also. So, John, let's talk about the NHL.
Well, the NHL is operating under a bubble. The Eastern Conference games all being played in Toronto. The Western Conference games all being played in Edmonton. 12 teams in on both sides. We're now down to what is officially the first round, but in reality is the second round. So we've now got four series going in the East and the West. And it's kind of interesting to see how these series are shaping up. In the West, we've got two series that are tied, and then we've got two series where a team is up 3-1. And in the East, one team is up 3-0. That's New York Islanders over Washington. Frankly, I think that's a surprise. I'm not surprised that the Islanders are giving Washington a good run for their money. I just didn't think it would be 3-0. Boston's up 3-1 over Carolina as we record. Tampa over Columbus 3-1. And Philly and Montreal, Philadelphia's up by 2-1. So what we've seen from the play-in round is three teams that we really didn't expect to be there, and that being Montreal, Arizona, and Chicago, all getting to the first round proper. And they're actually looking now as though they are non-playoff teams. Arizona and Chicago, I think, are in tough against two very good teams in Colorado and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, yeah, Chicago really ran into a buzzsaw there with the Golden Knights. I've watched most of those games, and what struck me the most, and John, you can certainly elaborate on this, but you know, you see somebody as talented as Patrick Kane. He gets on a break, he goes into the offensive zone, and he is like completely surrounded by defensemen. It almost, to me, reminds me of your other favorite team, you know, Manchester United. They play such good suffocating defense. It's always been hard for teams to score against them.
Yeah, Kane, of course, had such a tremendous season. I think he had 84 points, 32 or 33 goals. Clearly the most talented offensive player on the Blackhawks. He's playing well, but you know, everybody knows that Patrick Kane is the go-to guy. And we also know that playoff hockey is generally a tighter game than regular season hockey. So it makes sense that any team is going to shadow Kane, and if you shut down the best player, you got a pretty good chance of winning.
Well, I think if not for Corey Crawford's performance in game four, they would have been already eliminated.
Oh, no question. I was pleasantly surprised when they won game four, because the first three games, although I didn't think they played really badly, I did think they deserved to be down 3-0. I was pleasantly surprised to see them come back and win game four. And of course, for Crawford's sake, because he's suffered through injuries so much the last couple of seasons, it almost makes you feel that he might be back and might be healthy again. And we all know that good goaltending is a big piece of success in the hockey.
John in Toronto, John Poulter, Steve Leventhal in Chicago. I'm Packer Dave in Niagara Falls. We'll cover NFL and NBA upon our return here on the Sports Report. Stay with us right here.
Hi, this is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play, and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.
The rewarding part is that we don't have to try and reach the broadest possible audience so that we can charge higher rates for advertising. We're not interested in who's hot and who's not. We're only interested in providing creative, intelligent, and even occasionally entertaining programs of quality.
Hi, Packer Dave. This is Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers. I know you know a lot about the Packers, but let me hang on to the job for a few more years before you take over, okay?
It's first and 10 at the 11-yard line for the Packers. 11 yards for a touchdown. Jordan Love takes a snap, moves to the left, throws. Touchdown, Devontae Adams, Green Bay Packers. How's that, Wayne Larrabee? I'm Packer Dave in Niagara Falls, along with Steve Leventhal in Chicago. It's the Sports Report. And Steve, Packers drafted a quarterback first round, moved up to get him, Jordan Love from Utah State. And does this ring a bell in Packerland in any way? I think it does.
I guess they're grooming a successor. You know, Favre to Rodgers, Rodgers to Love.
Yeah, and you have to think that way because they're not going to move up in the first round to draft a quarterback unless they think he's the guy. Now, you've got busts that have happened, the Ryan Leafs, and, you know, as a result of injury, RG3s of the world. But Rodgers has a small window here to get his second Super Bowl. He's got two MVPs. He's got one Super Bowl.
Got a hot girlfriend.
Several. Well, he's, you know, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of years to go. Well, man should get married in his mid-40s when his health's beginning to fail.
Yeah, it
right?
sounds familiar, right? Well, and then look at the Bears. The Bears gone the opposite direction. They took a free agent to put a little pressure on their high-round draft pick, who's basically entering his final year because they declined to pick up the option on him.
Right. Well, so we've got a couple different circumstances. We'll talk about the Bears here shortly. But you look at this with Rodgers and Jordan Love, and you've seen it happen before. Guys like Montana get sent packing. You know, Tom Brady, good luck. Brett Favre, sayonara, especially after throwing an interception in overtime in Green Bay in the NFC Championship game in 2007, a pass he should have never thrown.
You're angry, aren't you? But come on, aren't you excited after all this and what's been going on in this country? Football is almost here.
Well, you know, I tell you, I have not looked at it at all. In preparing for this show, I did a little bit of looking, but, you know, and I've looked at NFL.com now and then, but I just am not excited about it. To be honest with you, I won't pay for sports on television because
you won't pay for a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. True.
Beer,
have I ever bought you dinner? I think I have. I owe you dinner, maybe. When the border's open, you can come on over. But I'm not paying for sports because I look at this and all these guys are getting tested multiple times a week while other people are sitting in lines waiting to get tested. Is that quite fair? Now, you could use the argument, why should I go out to a fine dining facility when somebody's in the street hungry? I know all the arguments. I'm just, right now, I'm not paying for sports. And that includes the NBA. I might not see Milwaukee. I'll see them a few times on television, I guess. But, you know, when they get to the NBA Finals, if they get to the NBA Finals, they'll be on ABC. So I'll see all of those. Up till then, it'll be spotty. But,
I'm surprised.
You know, if Milwaukee doesn't make the Finals, I don't want to see anything anyway. Because the Raptors have burst their bubble two of the last year, 3 years. And you hear Giannis, and he's so great. And all, well, time to show up. And this is the year. Last year in the Eastern Conference Final, Milwaukee up two games. Third game, they go into double overtime and choke and then drop three more games in a row. And Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, well-deserved championship, well-deserved. But let's see what the Bucks do this year. I don't care about the record. I don't care about how good Giannis is. I don't care that Chris Middleton is a great number two. until they do something, and we'll get into the NBA and the playoff.
If we aren't already, skip right over football. Let's come on back to football.
But no, back to Rodgers and Jordan Love. Here's what Rodgers had to say with host Kyle Brandt about what happened after Green Bay drafted him, what he thought about this. And I know he had a couple shots of tequila before, right after he heard that, and then he went on to call Jordan Love. But let's hear from Rodgers.
And the next day I called Jordan, because I just want to make sure he knew that, you know, I know what he was thinking. You know, I know what he was going through. And it's the last thing you want is to deal with any negativity around, like, realizing a childhood dream. So I just told him, congrats, man. I understand what you're going through, man. It's super exciting. I'm excited to work with you, which I am. And I understand it's a business. I understand the nature of the business, and not here abdicating my spot by any means. That's not going to happen, but I understand how the business works, and that's basically what happened.
A class act all the way, Aaron Rodgers. So Green Bay opens the season against the Vikings on September 13th, Sunday. And the very first game, though, is the Texans at the Chiefs. And if you remember last year, the Texans had a huge lead in the playoff game against the Chiefs. They were blowing the Chiefs out, and then the Chiefs came back and blew them out with their spectacular quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. These are the kind of guys, the Deshaun Watsons, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. These are the quarterbacks that are the future types in the NFL, and the Packers are hoping Jordan Love can be one of those types of guys.
Lamar Jackson, he's awesome.
Oh, of course. And so we will see what happens here. Aaron, go out and win a Super Bowl. They can't bench you if you win a Super Bowl. Even if you have a number one guy sitting there, if you've won two Super Bowls in a row, they can't replace you, I don't think. Maybe we ought to ask Montana.
Well, they replaced him. They got in State Farm. You know, he used to be the pitchman. Now they got Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's look to Chicago, Steve. And, of course, you've covered the Bears for a couple decades now. But, you, of course, because of COVID, actually covering the team at Halas Hall is an issue.
I know. It's silly because I live 10, 15 minutes away from there. But the closest I've gotten is basically the other end of a Zoom camera.
Well, sure. So, of course, you touched on it a bit. Nick Foles, they bring him in to compete with Mitch Trubisky. Foles, of course, Super Bowl winner with the Eagles, but he has had injury issues in the past and has been spotty as a starter and injury prone. So I guess a couple things could happen here. Trubisky could up his game, or he's not the answer. And I'll tell you what, if it gets to the point where they put Nick Foles in, then you have to wonder what's Mitch Trubisky's future in Chicago.
CFL.
Yeah, well, whatever, yeah. Another team. I don't know.
All right, well, since you mentioned that, let's go to Allen Robinson with some of the audio, because he was asked about, was it awkward to see this QB competition since he is very close to Mitch Trubisky?
It's not about who's best for me. You know, it's about what's best for the team. You know, so it's never awkward or anything like that. You know, again, like I said before, both of those guys are great teammates, you know. So it's not something that's difficult at all. You know, again, I mean, I've played with Mitch now for 3 years. Will this be the third year? You know, and as far as meeting Nick recently, you know, hearing a lot of different things from him, you know, being around him, you know, he's also a good teammate. You know, I think that's what makes this competition a little bit different than those other guys. You know, just even seeing how those guys communicate in meetings and stuff like that. You know, at the end of the day, the job is for us to be, you know, the best team and the best players that we can be. You know, so that's a challenge to ourselves. You know, it's not about any other player, you know, in the locker room, you know, even in our receiver room. It's not about any other, you know, receivers or anything like that. It's about, for us individually, can we be the best players that we can be each and every day?
So the other challenge, of course, is that there's not going to be a preseason. They had to, you know, take the training wheels off in training camp. Until now, they finally are in pads and doing contact drills. So Matt Nagy was asked about how does he prepare without a preseason.
That's the thing that we've been really trying to focus on, the details of how these practices are going to look. You saw today it's a 90-minute practice. So by the time you do your individual work, you do some routes on air, the defense is over there doing their drills, you do a little group install, and then before you know it, they're, like you said, there's not a whole lot of reps for some of the team team periods, whether it's team run, play action, whether it's 7-on-7. So you want to try to get as many plays as you can in those periods so that you can evaluate. That's number one, what probably you would lose the most from previous years. So the reps that we do get, you know, per se, let's say it's a 20-minute period, we're going to try to at least get 30 plays in there. I thought our tempo in and out for the first time putting pads on was okay. It's going to only get better because all those Zoom meetings and meetings that we're having right now, now you're on the grass, and now there's a defense with moving parts and there's an offense with moving parts. So for the most part, we'll go back, we'll watch the tape and just try to keep getting better with that tempo.
And lastly, let's go to Bilal Nichols, because Eddie Goldman, who was really one of the stars of the defensive line, opted out for COVID reasons. He's going to have to basically pick up the slack and step in there. So he was asked where the defense is at right now.
We're actually a lot farther along than I thought we would be. Guys really locked in, attention to detail, the little things guys have been honed in on ever since we came here. So, it's good to see that guys is taking everything serious and everybody's just super locked in. You know, it hasn't been as many mental mistakes as, you know, you would think it would be since we haven't seen each other in such a long time. So that's just a credit to guys just being mentally sharp, being locked in, and being in their playbook.
Okay, that's Chicago Bear interview audio. And Steve Leventhal, who visits Hallis Hall normally, he's been getting it anyway, and these are strange times, so we'll see what happens with these games. The Packers play the first two home games. They're not having any fans. So what are the Bears doing?
The Bears have basically announced the same thing, that until the Department of Health says otherwise, they're going to be empty seats in the stadium.
Okay, moving to the NBA, the matchups going on right now in the first round, Orlando and Milwaukee, Miami and Indiana, Oklahoma City and Houston, Portland and the Los Angeles Lakers. And then in the first game, Denver defeated Utah, Toronto bounced Brooklyn, Boston over Philadelphia, and the Clippers, over Dallas. So those are the eight matchups in the NBA as the playoffs progress. And Steve, actually, I think the NBA has done a good job with this. In Orlando, all the teams in the same area, three different courts that they're playing on.
Virtual fans, you know, in the stands.
They've actually done a good job with that, too. I mean, you know, the coverage of the games is pretty good. And so it's very watchable. They've mitigated the possibilities of this virus with the way they've approached it. And we'll see with football. I think they may have some of the same issues that baseball has. I think hockey and basketball have done a better job.
Yeah, no, there's no question. You look at baseball and just the travel and the fact that, you know, unless they're really responsible adults and they may need babysitters to basically keep everybody in the hotels, which is what you're seeing in hockey, you know, they go, we're staying in the hotel, we're not leaving. And then if they do that in the NFL, then they have a chance. But you look at college football, which I know we're not really talking too much about it, but I'll just say, other than the fact that it's really rapidly going off the rails, two of the big conferences have already canceled their season. The others are probably going to do the same. I hope that doesn't happen to football.
Okay, we'll see as we progress. Well, I'm Packer Dave in Niagara Falls. He's Steve Leventhal in Chicago. This is the Sports Report. Remember, you can get us the Sports Report.
Why?
At srnbroadcasting.com or at kwwradio.com. So for Steve Leventhal in Chicago, for John Poulter in Toronto, for Aaron Rodgers, wherever he was, and all those Bears guys who were on.
He's not at the bar, I'll tell you that.
I'm Packer Dave.
Tequila delivery to you.
For listening, have a good one. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right, tough guy.
Bye-bye.
Get some bears, scumbag.
Goodbye.
Tell you what, dipstick, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, buttercup.
Yeah, I hear you, fruitcake.
Oh, it's hopeless. Now you ought to club them and eat their bones.
Goodbye.
Now you ladies, carry on.
Excellent.
See you later, pal. I'm going home.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm glad that's over. Now it's over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Let's get out of here.